We're finishing up now. This is the last piece in Igeres HaKodesh, letter Chavav. And basically, the Alter Rebbe was explaining that Ayim Hevne, as he started explaining in the beginning, and the questions that he had in the beginning, and the whole perek, but he was saying that a Yid, when he learns Torah and he figures out the halacha and removes all the questions, so then he discovered, there's a new discovery here, there's a new thing of Torah. The spark of Torah, the Shechina, is now revealed. Before it was covered, it wasn't hidden. It's like taking out, you're being Maile, the spark, and that's why he said, it's like redeeming. Kol Ha'isik B'Torah, he said, is Kilipudani, as if you redeemed Hashem. So, what happens? This is now the avodah nowadays is to do the sparks. But what happens when we elevated all the sparks that we did in this world? We elevated all the sparks. I'm going to say, then the avodah is going to be to bring down more light of Hashem. Yichud, this unity, create to bring down light, just like physically yichudim of a father and a mother provides children. Brings about children, the yichudim from the various different levels, they bring down new lights. So the main avoida in the future will not be to be mevarer, but it'll be to bring down new lights. And therefore, most of the people, the Talmidei Chachamim, they'll be studying the Kabbalah, and they won't need to work anymore with the Birurim. But still, there will be others, the eight of Rav, what he calls them, because they're not yet going to be finished with their Avodas HaBirurim, they'll still deal with Avodas HaBirurim, they'll still deal with Isur Heter, and also most of us will already know all the Nigla that we need to know. We're not going to, and we're going to be able, the Rebbe says, perhaps we're going to know the regular halachas from the Kabbalah as well. Maybe the Rebbe is going to give the various different possibilities, but the main learning is going to be the Kabbalah, because we're going to bring on new lights. Now, even in times like in the Beis HaMikdash, second Beis HaMikdash, yeah, but it was still the Avodas HaBirurim, generally, till Mashiach comes, it's still going to be the Avodas HaBirurim. Let's see inside. Aval b'tzeis ha-shechina meklipas noiga, or meha-klipas enusachrina, when the Shechina goes out of the klipas, Achar sheyushlam birur hanitzutzis, after the sorting out of the sparks was completed, v'yufrad hara mehatoiv, and the bad of the klippas will be separated from the good, from the kedushim, v'leisholto ilono toivera b'tzeis hatoiv mimeno. So there will be no more dominance of Ilon Toiv Ra, because there's no more Ra. The Toiv went out and the Ra went away. There's no more Ra, there's only Toiv. Azai Layi Aisekate Liva Mitzvah Levare Birurim. So then the occupation of Torah Mitzvah will not be to sort out the Birurim, to separate between the good and the bad. Ki'im Liyachid Yichunim Alyonim Yoiser, to make unities more higher, more supreme, more on a higher level, so then it will be to bring on more that will be higher. Now here he writes, I'm not sure in the commentary, he writes shalamayla mahatzilus. Above Atzilus, he says. They bring down the note that it should say Shalamaylam Atzilus. Not Yesh, not from the Atzilus, you're going to be ranking higher than Atzilus. So they have it fixed up in the inside, Shalamaylam Atzilus, which is Hatzilus, Kumesh Kosuv Harizal, as the Arizal writes. V'hakoyl al yidei pnimis ha-toyro. This would all be through the inner part of Torah, to the Kabbalah. L'kayim ha-mitzvahs b'kavonis el-yoynis shemakavonis So you're going to do the mitzvah, you're going to have the very great kavonis, high level of intentions, which are directed to this high level of the lights. Why are we going to get it from this? Because kishodesh mitzvah hulamayla mayla bein sof baruch hu. Because the root of the mitzvah is very high in the light of the Ein Sof, which is higher than the Atzilus. So that's what's going to be the avodah to bring it down. So, Ma'ashim, now, but we're saying that what? How are we going to bring down the light? We're going to do that, we're going to do mitzvahs. But we know, our sages tell us that in the future, the mitzvahs are going to be nullified, there's going to be no more mitzvahs. So Ma'ashim Razal, and we know what our sages tell us in Gemara Nida Samachalef Amid Beis. It says the mitzvah tell us lost in love, that there will be no more mitzvah. The mitzvah will become bottle in the future. So that is talking Hainu B'Tchiyas HaMeisim. That is talking about when the resurrection of the dead. Then Aval Limeisa Mashiach Koyim B'Tchiyas HaMeisim B'Tchiyas. But before B'Tchiyas HaMeisim, in the days of Mashiach, they are not going to be bottle. This is actually debate over here to bring down over here from Tosfos. The Rebbe has a long order over there, and there's a whole big discussion about that. But this is at least one opinion. So now we know, since the purpose of all this is to bring down the Eretz Elyon from above. So v'lochein yia gamkein. So what is going to be the main occupation of Torah? It's going to be in the inner of the mitzvahs and the reasons of the mitzvahs. That's going to be the main occupation. Abul Haniglois. But the revealed part of the Torah, we won't need to do that because everybody will know it. Yiyu Guluim v'yiduim l'cholish Yisrael v'yidiyah b'tchila. They would know to begin with. They won't need to learn the Torah. B'lishikha, they won't forget. There'll be no forgetting. They will just know all the Torah, the regular halacha. They'll know. Ve'in tzorich lasik bahem elul eidav rab. Only ones that will need to still learn, occupy themselves in the regular halacha, is the eidav rab. Shele yisku limita milona dechaya. They don't have the privilege, the merit to taste from the tree of life, to learn the kapinimis ha-Torah, shupinimis ha-Torah va-mitzvahs, because that is the inner part of Torah. So, because they don't have that, utzrichim lasik ba-Torah ba-Mishnah, so they would still need to occupy themselves in Torah in the Mishnah, la'atish koyach ha-sitra achra ha-dobuk ba-hem, because they were going to have to weaken, just like in Zman Hazeh, to weaken the power of the Sitra Achra, which is still connected to them. Or Ayidei Esek HaTorah, through their occupation of Torah. Which is also questionable whether the word is actually. So there's a Torah, it says in the writing, they don't have this word. Shaloi Tishlo Behem Lachtiyom. So it should not dominate them to get them to sin. But why are we talking about a sin? But we're saying that Mashiach is going to be a sin. No, he says it is going to be a sin because it's Siskin Iksiv. The Pasuk does say that in Yishai Samachay Beis, it says, V'achoyte b'nei shono yikulo, that the one who sins, being 100 years old, so is going to also be failing. There's going to be sins from those who will be dead of Rav. Actually, I believe somewhere in the Gemara, we learned that this pasuk from Achoyte b'mei Yeshon, the Gemara says, is there going to be going there or not? And Rashi brings down the Chumash that they'll be 100 years old. So the punishment is b'mei Yeshon. That's why the sins of Noach, the children of Noach, were under 100 years. But I think the Gemara asked the contradiction. I think somewhere, I think it's Sanhedrin. And the Gemara answers, I think, that this is talking about Goyim and Yidden, but I'm not sure exactly. Or maybe so, because somebody's going to have to check it out over there. But anyways, Gam, the Maisa. So first of all, he's saying, so what is the reason the Eid of Rav are going to need to study still the Nigla Torah? They're not, because A, they still have the connection of the Klipas Noiga. They still have to be Mavadar. That's number one. And number two, they're not going to have like the other people that know everything already from, because they don't forget and they know everything, the halachas. They're going to have to study because they don't have that level of the Talmid HaChamim. They don't have it. But Gam L'maise, Yiyu Tzirichim L'prot Yilchus Yisro V'tumme Yisro M'Yisro. For practical things, they will require the details of Yisro V'tumme more than the Yidin. Sh'loi Yar Lahem P'sul V'tumme V'Yisro. So, shouldn't happen to them. That is, the Yidden don't need so much because they're not going to come across Pasul V'tumah V'Isur, something which is not called V'tumah V'Isur, doesn't happen, not going to happen so much to the Bnei Yisrael, but the Eidav Rav are going to have to deal with that. Ki lo yu'una chulu, because the Pasuk is lo'yunu l'tzadik kol oven, that means that for a tzadik, for the righteous, there isn't going to be so much sin. Begam Efsher, also the Alzheimer. So he's trying to say, well, because before he asked, but we're going to have all the lochas of Shia, Drisa, and everything else. So first of all, he says, we're going to know all the halachas. We're going to remember. We're not going to need to study it. And second of all, he says that the people of the others, the Eid of Rav, because they don't have the zchus, so they're going to be more involved. And they still have to be mevader from themselves, and they're going to be more involved with problems of Pasul V'tumah V'Isur. And the Alter Rebbe says now, and perhaps they're going to know all the halachas from the Pnimis HaTorah, V'gam Efshir V'Kodav HaDover. It is also possible, and it's also close to say, Sheyedim Pnimis HaTorah Kol Gufi HaTorah Niglis, that from the inner parts of Torah, they're going to also know all the halachas of the Torah, revealed Torah. They're going to know how to put on the tefillin, they're going to know how to shech, they're going to know the Kimoy Avrom Avinu Ol V'Sholom. Just like Avraham Avinu, that we say that he fulfilled the whole Torah. So, he knew, even though he didn't fulfill the mitzvahs, the physically, but he knew the spiritual part of them. So sometimes, from the spiritual part, you can learn, also know, the physical mitzvahs. V'lochein ein tzrichim lasik Bahem Klal, and that's why they won't need to occupy themselves at all. Okay, so what about in the time of the Bayesheni, he said, where the Chachamim worked and dealt with Gashmi's Dika things, even though they Mashenkein Bizman Bayesheni. That's why they don't need to occupy in Yisrael Heter at all. Klal, Mashenki Bizman Bayesheni. As opposed to Bizman Bayesheni, over there, he asked before, they supported themselves. They didn't need to come on from the Tumah V'Tahara of the Eid of Rav that they gave them. They had their own Parnosa, but still, Hayutzrichim Lasik, but they still needed to learn these halachas. Not just because they're getting from them, because that was still the time of Birurim. Even though they didn't need to do so just to learn the halacha, they were in the high madrega, they didn't the halacha, because we said, but they don't eat, they were not involved and to take from the Erev Rav. El Shazer Iker Avoida Lahatish Koycha Sitra Acharam. Because that was the main service then, was to weaken the power of Sidra Achra, so Halin Tzutza HaKedusha HaTorah V'Aveda, and to elevate these parts of Kedusha through the Torah and service. Commission is by Mokam Acha, as explained elsewhere. So B'meila, this was the general Aveda, till Mashiach comes, the general Aveda, whether you actually eat from the, supported by the Ameoritz, by the Erev Rav, or even the time of the Bayesheni when they were supported by themselves, but still their avoida, so they didn't need to be mevarer from the achlo tuma Israel, but still the avoida was still the avoida sabirurim. The avoida was to elevate the spark. That was the general avoida. Mashenkin laws of Lavai, over there we don't have to learn anymore the laws of Tumah v'Isur v'Heter, because at that point the Aveda will not be Aveda Sabirurim, the Aveda will be to be Mamshach, and the knowledge will come from the previous Atayra, that will come from the Achel Advarim v'Emes. After these words of truth, Yuvan Heitev B'Toysus Beir Harai Memed L'Il, we understand with additional explanation the words of the above mentioned Ayim Hemna. Kamosh B'Mash Omar Ilono V'Toy V'Ra, when he said the tree of good life, good and life, he wasn't talking that the Torah is Toy V'Ra. He was talking about Tzolema Klippas Noiga. Shehu Oilam Hazeh, which is this world, and the Rebbe fixes it, possibly says, Ho Iker Oilam Hazeh, or Oilam Hazeh Bi Iker, which means that the Klippas Noiga is the main of this world. Before Mashiach comes, then it dominates the Klippa. That's the dominating of the Eitz HaDaas Tov V'Ra. But after Mashiach will come, that dominance will cease. The main avoda will not be anymore to be divided in the tzutzis, but it'll be yichud nil yonik, mishikosu beitzchayim. I said in itzchayim v'day lemevim, and this is sufficient for them to understand.